Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
yeah. Oh, I like that song right there. I like that song. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries. Excuse me. And I come to you live every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is May the 2nd, 2013. We're already 5 months and 2 days into this new year of 2013. God is good to us. And I thank him so much for waking me up this morning. I'm closing my right mind. I'm among the living. I'm not dead. I'm not depressed. I'm just grateful unto Almighty God today. And I want to say welcome to Brother Louis this morning. Good morning, Brother Louis, the main man in the house all the way from Ocala. Good morning, girl. Wake up. The vegan over on you now. Good morning, and thank you so much for your help. And we are hoping and praying for your leg this morning that it feels better. And welcome, Timothy. Good morning, good morning. You're such a blessing. And I just want to say welcome to everyone, those that are coming in through Skype and Twitter and LinkedIn and MySpace and Facebook and all of the social sites that you come through. Google, my good friend over there, Chris and Lisa Lim and Marissa and those. God bless you this morning. And our guest today is that and other than my friend, Dr. Evelyn Drayton, the author and singer and songwriter. This woman, she's many things. She's many things. And we thank God for her giving all her talent unto the Lord so that she can use this for us today. And I want to say good morning to Mother, the mother of Minister Jerome. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. And welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for seeing each other another day. You know, I tell you, somebody can't see their friend or they can't see people they saw yesterday because they're dead and gone on. We had quite a few murders here this week. Had a young lady who killed her 20-year-old boyfriend. She shot him and killed him dead. And there are so many other things. A 6 or 7-year-old lady in another county, they were looking for her for days, weeks, months, I guess, a month. And they finally found her remains. Somebody killed her, you know, and just left her body or whatever. But we thank God that we're with each other, and we come to Jesus in the morning. Yeah, yeah. And we thank God that we have a mind to realize it's him that woke us up this day, and we didn't wake ourselves up. And we give all the glory and the honor and the praise unto Almighty God, who have all the power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, see, for me, vegan, it's a different day, and different things is happening to me. The same thing don't happen to me every morning. What happened yesterday is not really happening today. It appears to be going in the same way because I'm here on Jesus in the Morning, but the same things are not really happening. Yeah, and so I'm grateful this morning unto Almighty God for all he has done for me. And we're moving right along this morning. We're going to one more song of the day. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer. Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. So we're going to this one right here this morning.
Hey, let me hear you say it.
Going
Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you for another day. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for watching over us last night as we slumbered and slept. Father, we're grateful unto you this morning to be among the living and not among the dead. We thank you for another opportunity. God, another chance to get it right with you, another chance to repent, another chance to love more, share more, do more, even God. And we're grateful unto you. We come this morning asking that, Father, you would forgive us for all our sins and our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And though our sins be as scarlet this morning, Father, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow, cleanse us this day from all unrighteousness, and give us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for forgiving us. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for putting our sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. Father, we thank you that you look beyond our faults and yet meet our needs. You're on our side today in spite of ourselves. You don't hold nothing against us. And Father, we ask this morning that you would help us to forgive us, that God, we can move on in you. And whatever it is that's in our lives that's not pleasing and acceptable unto you, Father, we give it to you today, never to look back upon it. And Lord, trust in you that you're going to deliver us from whatever this thing is. And when it comes back around, God, it won't find us here. Apostle Paul said it had a thorn in his side, and many have thorns in their sides, things that they just can't get rid of right now. But God, we know that good work that you began to do in them, you will continue until the day you return. Father, do it this morning for your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise this day. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy. We bring every caller and every listener before you this morning. And Father, we ask that you would bless them going out, bless them coming in, meet the need in their lives. Father, remind them that this walk is spiritual. Teach them and train them today how to walk in the Spirit, God, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Father, help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help on every little thing, for all of our help comes from you who made the heavens and the earth. We come this morning asking, Father, that you would heal the sick this morning. There are many, God, who've gotten bad diagnoses, those that are going through with kidneys and hearts and livers and, God, diabetes and high blood pressure and many different ailments. But, God, we know you took a beating for the healing of the nation, and there's nothing too hard for you to do this morning. Father, we lay the illness before you on the altar, and, God, we patiently wait for you to fix it. But we know you to be a right now God. All we need you if we're sick right now this morning. Heal as only you can do. Father, we're pressing in this morning to touch the hem of your garment so that we can be made whole. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring those that are incarcerated before you. We ask that you would set free as only you can do today. God, remember the families of those that are incarcerated. Set them free today. Strengthen those that are incarcerated and allow them to know that you're right there. You will never leave them nor forsake them, but that, God, you would be with them unto the end. Those who have not received you yet, Father, I ask that you would draw them unto you. Teach them the way, God, was pleasing and acceptable unto you this day. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And, Father, every Blog Talk host is leading others to you through Jesus, your Son. God, bless them this morning in the labor that you called them to. Today, we bring Timothy Church before you, God. They're getting a new pastor. And, Lord, we ask that you would send the right man for the right job there, a man that will encourage and grow your people in you, a man that will teach the truth and won't back down from it, a man that have love for your people. He's working in obedience unto you. Father, bless the new pastor and his family right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning. Father, we bring Brother Demetrius before you. Ask that you would continue to heal his body. Ask, Lord, that you would let him know you'll never leave him nor forsake him. Father, we ask this morning that you would touch him with your finger of love. And God, let him know that we love him today, no matter what. Father, bless Latoya and strengthen her to be there for him. Bless their son today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning, God, that you would have your way here on Jesus in the Morning. Lord, we ask that you would bless Dr. Drayton, bless our household, God, bless our family. And Lord, send a word through this woman today that would bless us throughout our lifetime. Move by your spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. For it's by your spirit you said you would go. And Lord, come today and bless us mightily through your word and through all that's done. Bless Ashley as she's coming this morning, oh God, and bless her family. Lord, you know what she's standing in need of today as well. Fix it for her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. Those that are on you now this morning, God, I ask that you would move for them in a personal way, move for them in a special way. And Lord, bless Timothy and bless the vegan, God, this morning. Lord, bless her effort to help me in the name of Jesus. Every caller and every listener this morning, Father, do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. And Father, we thank you right now for hearing and answering. We thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name is touching and agreeing. Father, you're in the midst today. Hallelujah. And Lord, those that have to go to court, God, those that have other things troubling them, anything that I have not mentioned this morning, Father, we ask that you would move upon it for your people today in the name of Jesus. We love you, and we're grateful to you, and we appreciate you. We thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy today. He's worthy. He's got all the power. There's no higher power. Oh, yeah. And we're grateful unto him. So we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our brief announcements. Good morning, Sister Yvette, God bless you this morning. God bless you, Pastor Span. We thank God for you this morning. And we're moving right along with one more song. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning announcements.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my hang me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
the vegan, would you type Blog Talk radio chat room link over in you now so that she can see that, and if she want to come to that chat room, then I can better work with, you know, see what she's saying or whatever. But we're moving right along, and I'm trying to see if I can get her to call in and do this dedication to everyone this morning. So give up a few minutes, y'all. All right. We're moving right along. We're moving right along this morning. And let me see if she sent us a message over here. And it's almost 7:30. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vegan. Hey, Ashley. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Vegan. So, Ashley, will you be able to call that number? Let me know. Because I asked her earlier, and she was like, Miss Barbara, wow, oh, Miss. But she said yes. She finally said yes. Timothy and I was not going to allow her to say no today. Beautiful voice. I mean, a beautiful voice. And I know that this would bless everyone. Okay, all right, go ahead and call right now, Ash, and press that number one on your phone, and I'll bring you right in. Yeah, I'm looking for you. I'm patiently waiting for you. Yeah, so we'll get her in and have her to bless us with the song. Good morning, area code 773. God bless you this morning. We thank God for you calling in today. So, Ash, give me your area code over here so I know it's your number, Ashley. Timothy laughing. I got her, Timothy. I'm working her right now. I'm working her. Oh, yeah, she sounds like a bird. Yeah, she sang really good. With no music, acapella. Yeah, so, she sang this morning Amazing Grace. It was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, so I like good singing. I love some good singing. It's a gift that God has given us. All right, 989. All right, I'm looking for you, Ash. I don't see you. I'm patiently waiting. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do, Ashley. I'm going to one more song, and as soon as you jump right in, I'll stop this song and bring you right in.
How many of y'all know when the scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not? Let me share this with you. The reason...
All righty-yo. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. Stop it. Get uplifted a little bit. All right. How are you?
I am great, Miss Barbara.
Okay, so I'm going to turn the floor over to you to sing whatever song God has laid on your heart, and I'm dedicating this to every listener and every caller, even those coming through the archives. So go ahead, Ashley.
Okay. Trying to figure out which song. I got to get the lyrics good. Well, this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Nobody Greater by Rashawn Mitchell, and hold on a minute. Hi, Donna. How are you? Okay, so I'm gonna do this. As soon as I get the lyrics, I'll start.
Okay, because I was even thinking of the Amazing Grace song. That was beautiful.
Oh. You want me to sing that? Instead?
Wait, say that again.
You want me to sing that instead?
Yeah, whichever you choose. But if you could just do Amazing Grace without having to look for it, because we're looking at the time, I got to get my guest speaker in.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna sing Amazing Grace. I already got like the lyrics to that, so okay. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Okay.
All right. You know. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, and I thank you so much for agreeing to come and being a young lady of her word, came right on and did what she said she would do. Thank you so much, Ashley. And we'll
thank
have you back again because, and if you don't have to go anywhere, hold on a little while and look for your other song, and you can come back and sing that one as well if you'd like to. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll stay. Thanks,
okay,
though,
thanks.
Donna.
All
okay.
right. Thank you so
right.
much. Hello, Donna. Good morning. God bless you. So, yeah,
okay,
we're moving
you,
right
Barbara.
Along. And that was Miss Ashley. And I liked Ashley singing. And she's done a beautiful job with it, I think. So at this time, I'm not going to prolong the time. It is 7:43. I'm going to bring our guest speaker in, none other than Dr. Evelyn Drayton. She's written many books. She's been on television, all types of stuff this lady has done. But I know her as a woman of God, a sister in the Lord. So good morning, Dr. Drayton. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Pastor Barbara. It's so good to be with you this morning.
Yes, so good to have you here. God is faithful, and I can already feel the Spirit of the Lord moving this morning. And after your message today, there are some things I'm going to maybe share with you because you said something several times that you've been to the show. And Dr. Drayton, I tell you, this thing is in the church. And it even affected my daughter. Yeah, but it's okay today because God fixed it all. And he has everything under control. So at this time, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I want to say good morning to your listening audience. I believe God has a word. Somebody's listening this morning that I believe will be encouraged through the word of God. I bless him for your obedience in making this opportunity available for us, Dr. Barbara, and for just allowing God to use you to open the airways for his people and to get his word out there. And I know you said you'd use the scripture this morning that I use, and I'd like to use St. Luke chapter 6, and I will read verses 46 through 49. And it reads as thus, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." I read verses 46 through 49, St. Luke chapter 6. And if I could use, I know people like to have a little one-liner or something to remember. And I'm going to simply say, can you hear me now? So Jesus is here talking to his disciples, because actually he had just commissioned his he called and chose his disciples, and he started talking to them. The beatitude is where he lifted his eyes up and started talking to his disciples and encouraging them about the blessings and the woes and the rules of the kingdom and things that they need to know, because he knew what they would be up against. And he started giving them different parables. And this, what I just read, he was telling them about the two foundations and the ones who heard him and the one who would hear, I would say, and do nothing about it. So my topic, can you hear me now? Be sure you hear. And after you hear, be sure you do something about it. And I heard the song that you played this morning about Take Me to the King. She had a line in that song. It says, we need a word for the people's pain.
Yes.
So I believe today, if we not only hear, but do something with what we hear, and not just hear with our ears, but we got to hear, get it in our spirit. We have to hide the word in our heart. And that's how our faith is increased. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, I know that we go, and I say we go different to different services. We hear a word from the Lord. We don't know about the vessel necessarily. But if we read our word, we will know whether the word that the vessel spoke is of the Lord. Now, that is leading me to Ezekiel 33, which I believe kind of parallel with what I just read from St. Luke. And Ezekiel 33, starting at verse 30 through 33, in case you, anybody on the line who may be logging this down, I read St. Luke 6:46, chapter 6, 40, verses 46 through 49, and I'm going to also share Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 through 33. And I have been ministering on Ezekiel 33 for several different services now. And I think it's very important that we hear what's being said. And it reads, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people are still talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come into thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that have a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy word, but they do them not. And when this come to pass, lo, it will come, that they shall know that a prophet have been among them.
Amen.
And if we hear what's written in Ezekiel, I believe if we look around us, that that is exactly what is going on today. Because the people come, and they'll even tell other people, come and go with me to this church. So-and-so is speaking today. Let's hear what he got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they come, and they sit, and they hear the word, but they'll go right back and forget what they heard.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they don't forget, they have chosen not to pay it any attention, to ignore it, or that doesn't apply to me. But with their mouth, they show much love. Oh, I enjoyed that message. Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, but their heart go after their covetousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 32 of Ezekiel 33 and verse 32 says, and lo, you are to them like a pretty song. You got a beautiful voice. They came to hear your voice. They didn't come to hear what came out of your mouth from the Lord.
Mm-mm.
They said he's a good speaker. He's a good preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a beautiful voice. He can sing good. He can even play an instrument. Wow. Let's go and hear what he has to say tonight. And the Bible says, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And I know that there are many who have their favorite preacher, so to speak. There are some who have their favorite singer. But the Bible tells us that there are people who congregate, there are some who come together not just to hear and obey what God is saying, but they come because it's a lovely song. And somebody who has a lovely, pleasant voice, those who are multi-talented, and they draw the people. But the people go back out, not healed. And the Tamala man said, we need a word for the people's pain.
Amen.
People are hurting.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of doctrines out there. There are a lot of preaching out there and not necessarily a word from the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
And my heart today is, as Jesus was talking to his disciples, he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? If you come to me and hear my saying and do them, I will show you who that person is like. He's like a person who's gone and dug a deep foundation for his house. And when the storm comes, they don't have to worry about being knocked over, carried over with the waves, because they dug their foundation deep. But if you didn't dig a foundation, you just built it, you just heard the word and didn't do anything with it, you didn't hide it in your heart, then when your trials come, when the storm of life comes, you'll shatter. So it's not good enough just to say, boy, didn't he or she preach. Boy, wasn't that a good sermon. Boy, didn't he sound good. Boy, didn't they play that instrument well. It's not enough. We're defeating ourselves if that's all we get from a sermon, from a song. The songs are meant to be medicine for your pain. We need a word for the people's pain. Can you hear me now? Now, Jesus tells us, and I believe it's John chapter 8, he was talking to, I believe, talking to the Pharisees, and he said, excuse me, he was talking to the Jews, and Jesus said to them, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. And we know that when the word comes, the thief is there to steal it, to steal the word that you've heard. And there are some people with good intention. When they hear that word, they make up their mind at that point and said, you know what? I believe that word was for me. I'm going to do something about it. And when I leave here, and they make these commitments, and before they get out of the door, sometimes the devil has stolen that word from them. And they were not acting upon the word, the very word that came to heal them. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will be medicine for what ails you. And he went on to say, he that is of God heareth God's words. If you don't hear them, it's because you're not of God. So there are people ignoring the word of God. We know that there are atheists out there. We know that not everybody are hearing the word for the same purpose. Some are not even preaching it for the same purpose, for kingdom purpose. But I want to say to your listeners today, God loves you. And he has made such a way to bless us. He has made it easy to hear his word. We have the social networks. We have the radio stations. We have the television program. But most of all, we have our Bibles. They are plentiful. But the enemy will try every tactic to keep us away from God's word. People sing the words. People rap the words. We write books. We write songs. All talking about the word of God so that you can get these words in your spirit. And there are many who go to church, and I asked the question a few times, why do we go to church? And there was a survey done, and we found out that many people go for different reasons. Some even go looking for a spouse. Some go looking or go to church because that's what they were raised to do. But they just go and sit. And now they have it so when they go and sit, they text, even while the preacher is preaching, and they miss the word that was sent to bring healing. And we know this. Many go and they sleep. They even end up snoring in the church.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, see, the enemy wants to put us to sleep. And I'm sure you've heard the term a few times, sleeping giants. Well, we're sleeping saints. We're sleeping we're oversleeping. We are missing some things that we need to be looking out for. Things we're to be discerning. We're discerning the times. Jesus has warned us. He's given us instructions about the time. He said that there will be people who are coming in these days. They will not be teaching you the truth. They will be twisting the truth. They will be giving you false prophecies. It's in the word. So I encourage you, my sisters and brothers. I encourage you, listeners. We, And I'm not pointing, you know, as we say, you point the finger and some pointing back at you. I'm talking about us as the body of Christ.
Yes.
We really need to anchor down, to buckle down, to hear what God is saying. Can you hear me now? Can you hear what he's saying to us? In other words, he wants us to stand. He wants us to make it.
Yes.
He don't want us to just come and hear the word, listen and see how pretty the person's voice is, listen and see if they're going to scream while they preach. And you know, the more they scream, the more the people love it, but they're not hearing what God say. I come today as an encourager to you, and in some cases, a warning to you. Don't get taken in to what you see going on around you. My mind goes back to Paul when the Bible says he preached all night. But if we preach 10, 15 minutes now to many, you preach too long. But are we getting, are we listening to what God is saying? The word has been sent out to bring healing to us, because the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we're not hearing the word of God, and we're not acting on the word of God, that's most likely the problem to all that we see going on around us today. The Bible says it shall be, but he has made a way for us to escape. But we must be careful that we're not deceived. There is so much deception going on. Everybody has their own opinion about the word of God. And we must be careful that we have not preached and sang and live a holy life, live a clean life before God, and in the very end mess up and come to the conclusion, like many have said, I don't believe there's a God. Why calleth me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I ask you to do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what we need, the things we need, God will provide. When the storm of life come, and they will come, somebody might have a hurricane today. Somebody may have a tornado tomorrow. These are things that come in our lives. And I heard a songwriter say, Lord, when the storm of life are raging, stand by me.
Yes, Lord.
But the thing is, we're not to wait until storms come to try to find a life jacket. By that time, the waves are pushing you out into the deep. But if we walk around with our security, our life jacket, our life insurance, when we are prepared and equipped and we have that foundation, our foot is rooted and grounded, shod it with the gospel of peace. When the storm comes, it may blow, but it won't be able to make us cave in. So I bless the Lord today for his word, and I know the importance the importance of God's word.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I didn't realize that it was just something to do. It was just something that I guess was tradition. You went to church and you stayed however long you wanted to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the enemy would fan you. He would make you comfortable as long as you don't hear what God is saying.
Amen.
We can pretty the word. We can dress it up. We can decorate it. And we can put the, oh, yeah, uh-huh. We know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the people like. But if you like all of that, and you miss the very substance of what God is saying, you have cheated yourself. And in other words, the enemy has got another foothold in your life. Because the very word that God sent to strengthen you, you missed it. And that's why we have people who are trying to, I would say, change partners, and they think they could dance with the Lord for a minute, dance with Satan for a while, go back to God. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Every time you find yourself ignoring the prompting of the Holy Spirit, missing what God is saying through his word, you're losing ground.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the enemy would have you in a place where you don't even want to hear the word of God anymore, because he has put a blindfold in front of you. You already know what that word say. It seemed like if 10 preachers come and preach from the same verse, if you're listening, one of them may say one sentence that would make a difference in your life. And even yourself, if you read that one scripture and read it, I don't care if you read it 10 times, you keep reading it and watch how God brings life to that one scripture. And I bless the Lord today. I've shared with you, telling you the importance of God's word, and we're living in a days now I need you to hear what God is saying through his word. Can you hear me now? That is a cliche, so to speak. I've seen it advertising about the telephone companies using that. Can you hear me now? God's word is there. It's clear. It is clear. The Holy Spirit will help us to understand what God is saying to us. He's given us teachers. He's given us the preachers, the teachers, the evangelists, the apostles, you know, whatever we need, the pastors. He's given us what we need to hear what he's saying, to equip us and help prepare us that we are good soldiers. I ask you today, if you will, let us take the word of God more serious. Because we're living in some serious times. Things that we're experiencing now, we've heard of some of it long time ago. But, dear hearts, it's right in our door now. It used to be in our uncle's house and our auntie's house way across in another state. But it's now even at our back door knocking. We don't have to go and look for trouble. It's there. We don't have to go and look for sickness. It's surrounding us. But our safety net, our place of safety, is in Christ. And David says, it was said in the psalm, we must hide that word in our heart, that we won't sin against God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. We want to do those things that bring God pleasure. Bring him good pleasure. It's really not about us. It's about our obedience to what God is saying to us. He has made that possible that he can bless us through his word when we obey his word. I guarantee you he rewards us. He's faithful like that. And Pastor Barbara, I just thank you today for this opportunity. There is much to be said about God's word. That is our safety net for these times such as these. The word that we have been ignoring for years. And like I said, I went because it was something I was supposed to do. You read a little scripture just to say you read it. But, oh, my God, this is medicine for what ails us. It's medicine for the people's pain. My heart breaks when I know people are going to church every Sunday. Every day they call their day of worship. And they are still in pain because they did not get a word from the Lord. God bless you today. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you. And whatever ails you today, God has a word for your pain. And if you're not in pain, happy and blessed is the man that heareth the word of God and do what he says. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. This was an awesome word this morning from heaven, and we must become doers. Oh, it's okay to hear a good word, but we got to do what the word says. So listen, we're going to the next song, and when we come back, we're talking about Can You Hear Me Now? Hallelujah.
I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen. Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise
he would never leave, not forsake your friend indeed. Lay it down, lay it down.
War cry. Feeling better by now, but just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down,
lay it down,
lay it down. All of your heartache, all of your shame,
lay it down.
Man Joe said, yes, will I trust him?
feel better?
Whatever it is, lay it down on the altar and allow God to fix it. And this morning, our guest is none other than Dr. Evelyn Drayton. And the message of the day was this: can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And she talked about this morning. It is okay to attend church. That is a wonderful thing, to go to fellowship, to hear the word. But in your hearing the word, you don't want to just go to see who's preaching. You don't want to go just to hear the choir sing. You don't want to just go to see your friends and family members or whoever over there that you're interested in. But when the word of God comes forth, we must receive the word. And after receiving the word, we must put that word into action. We must live according to his word. We must obey the word of God. That's a beautiful message. Can you hear me now? Oh, I like that one, Dr. Drayton. I like that one a lot.
Bless you.
Yeah, that's going to stick with me. Can you hear me now? He's given us chance after chance after chance after chance. And it just appears we don't hear him. And we do it the way we want to do it. I get some of the word, and when I get ready, or I'm going to praise and worship. When he get up to preach, I got to go. It takes too long for them over there. Oh, that's too long. Because we only want what we want. We'll go somewhere for prayer, and anything else happening, I got to go. I just came over here to get prayer. That's selfish. Give God more than that. Give God your undivided attention. Learn how to pray the prayer of faith and get patience to wait on God. And whatever his word says, that's what we want to do. Whatever his word says, this is where we want to be. For his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Sanctify us today. We want to be sanctified through that truth, for thy word is truth. See, he can set me aside with his word because I know. And to whom much is given, much is required. What a beautiful message this morning. Can you hear me now? Good morning, Minister Howard. God bless you. God bless you. And good morning, area code 316 and area code 469. God bless you this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. And I know if you understand the word and you're a believer, that was a beautiful, beautiful message this morning. And we thank God for his word. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every word of God is pure. And he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm happy right now. I'm happy right now. This morning we may end a little early. I have an 11 o'clock funeral to go and speak at today. So I got to get myself showered up and dressed and get out of here and run around there. And then I have to stop and get some food to take over because I didn't cook. I didn't cook, so I'm going to just maybe purchase chicken and cake and drink and whatever I can do and take it over for the repast. So I got to get out of here a little early so I can make the stop to pick all of that up and get it over to wherever they want it to go, then be back over to the place to attend the funeral on time. So God bless you this morning. Y'all be in prayer for the family, the Brightman family this morning. And we're going over there to see what the Lord would have us to do, you know, for them, you know, other than speak. I may have to serve, you know, help serve food or whatever I have to do, but I'm willing today. I'm willing to work, you know, unto Almighty God for the sake of his people. He loves his people. And if you treat his people right, he's going to treat you right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So listen, we're going, thank you so much, Dr. Drayton, and I thank God for sending you our way today with an awesome word from on high. If I didn't have this funeral today, we would talk about this a little bit more. Also, this is what I wanted to share with you. More and more, Dr. Drayton, that witchcraft, voodoo, they call it roots, going to the two-headed people and all kind of stuff. That thing is getting worse and worse in the so-called church, like you would not believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and these people come to church faithfully, Bible study, prayer meeting, Sunday worship, and call themselves dressing clothes or dressing food and giving it to people so it can either kill these people, make them sick, or do whatever they think they want to control the person, whatever they think they can do with this foolishness.
Yes. And while you mention that, it's just recently as this week, a young lady called and shared that it was one of her relatives who didn't like that they her she, you know her family her side of the family was prospering. And it's a mess out there, and that's why we have to be rooted and grounded in God's word when things like the enemy attack us. And the thing is, you don't see it happening, Pastor Barbara.
No.
Yes.
Because they keep it undercover.
Undercover.
But these are good, faithful church-going members now. And some of these people say they're preachers.
Yes.
So what they're doing is, behind the scenes, they're working witchcraft.
Yes.
And God told them to burn them books.
Mm.
And not only that, he said even incense stinks in his nostrils because they're using the incense for the wrong thing. It wasn't to make your house smell good, but it was to work evil against someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing is ugly. It's ugly. But no calamity shall come nigh my dwelling.
Amen.
I'm covered.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of Jesus today. So I'm truly grateful unto Almighty God. But I wanted to share that with you because I knew you would understand.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Uh-huh. And so we know we just keep praying and keep running on in Jesus, and it will be all right. But listen, hey, Babyface, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you this morning.
And if you would, let me share my email, my website
quick.
It's www.evelyndrayton.org. www.evelyndrayton.org. Thank you so much, Pastor Barbara.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate it. www.evelyndrayton.org. Is that right, Dr. Drayton?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, y'all go over and contact her if you need to. She's got many books. And the song that I play, Don't Burn Down My Bridge, that's Dr. Drayton right here. This is Dr. Drayton, the songwriter, and many more. And she's got many books she's written. So y'all check her out over there, and feel free to purchase a book, or if you want one of her CDs, feel free to do that, because we want to support one another. Hallelujah. I'm so sorry I'm kind of rushing a little bit because I got to get over and get that stuff done and get to the funeral. But let us pray out this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word this day. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, if we'll walk in your word and be obedient unto it. Father, we thank you for all that has been said and done here. Ask that as Dr. Drayton leaves, that God, you will continue to bless her going out and bless her coming in. Father, meet the need in her life according to your riches by your son, Christ Jesus. Bless her household. Bless her family. Continue, God, to grow a ministry. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. And, Father, bless every caller and every listener. Bless their families, God. Move upon them this day in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And, Father, we thank you for those that are coming through the archives. Thank you for those that are coming through the social media websites. and the Freedom Doors Ministries website. So, God, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus with somebody. And please give somebody something, something of quality today. God loves a cheerful giver. So I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, and we're going to end with the last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. And over on you now, I won't be able to talk this morning. I have to run out. So God bless y'all and have a wonderful day.
How it came.